It's 20 minutes before 10 o'clock, and I'm very happy to introduce to you now Denise Gray-Felder, Communications Director with the One Nation Working Together March on Washington, D.C. That's going to be happening this Saturday, October 2nd, organized by a coalition of progressive organizations nationwide and led by unions and civil rights groups. Denise, thanks so much for coming on tonight.
You're very welcome.
Denise, tell us what's going to happen in the nation's capital on the Mall at the Lincoln Memorial this Saturday, October 2nd, in Washington.
Well, the One Nation Working Together, which is a social movement made up of nearly 500 endorsing organizations, is hosting a March on Washington at noon at the Lincoln Memorial in D.C. And the purpose of the march is to focus, to help refocus our nation's priorities on jobs, justice, and public education. The three things that we believe are most important for our country to reinvest in and refocus on at this point in our history.
And maybe you could talk about some of the groups that that initiated the call to march under the banner of the One Nation Working Together theme.
Well, One Nation Working Together is a movement of people from all backgrounds, faiths, and hues. It ranges from labor unions and civil rights and human rights organizations to youth groups, to faith organizations, to non-believers, to environmental organizations, immigration organizations, peace organizations, and everything in between, I like to say.
Was it the NAACP and SEIU, the Service Employees International Union, that got the ball rolling here?
Well, the two men who had the idea for the original march were the president of the NAACP and the president of 1199 of SEIU. Yes.
And so, what is the platform of the march? What's the message you want to have echo across the nation from the people gathered in Washington?
Well, we want the people to come together to sort of reclaim our fundamental right to the American dream. And we're defining the American dream in terms that makes sense for the average working person, for the average working family. That means the ability to have a job that's a secure job, allows you to take care of your family, allows you to prepare for your future, and to give your children access to a quality education.
And Denise, as I know you're well aware, there's been much media coverage of the march, contrasting it with Glenn Beck, the right-wing radio talk show and TV host, in his rally back on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial on August 28th. How do you respond to the idea that this is somehow a counter to Glenn Beck's rally or not?
Well, first of all, I say absolutely it is not a counter to Glenn Beck's rally, because the One Nation Working Together movement actually was in motion as long ago as the spring, sort of late March, early April. The idea for both the movement as well as the march sprung up. So we've been planning this for some time. And so definitely it's not in response to Glenn Beck's march.
And how does this march, if at all, relate to the November 2nd midterm congressional election, which, you know, a lot of people are thinking could see power change in Washington, in the Capitol, which could mean a dramatic effect on the issues that you're marching for?
Well, clearly, one of the things that we want to have happen starting October 3rd and carrying, you know, forward is for people who care about these critical issues of jobs, I like to say jobs, more jobs, and secure jobs, for them to really vote for candidates in the midterm elections that we all believe are supportive of those issues of jobs, justice, and public education. So we would like for people to take the same energy and the same mobilizing skills that they've used to get to Washington on Saturday and march into the voting booth on November 2nd. And after voting, we want people to remain engaged and to stay committed to holding the people that we vote for accountable. So that will continue way into 2011 and beyond, hopefully.
Denise, how would you contrast the message that's going to be going forth from the One Nation Working Together rally to what we've seen develop over the last year or so of these Tea Party protests, where it seems like there's a lot of, you know, sort of negative scapegoating and blaming, you know, this group or that group. How would you contrast it?
Well, I would say that One Nation Working Together is really about moving beyond the divisiveness and the hate that seems to have really overtaken a significant segment of our national discourse. And many of the people that are involved in One Nation Working Together are just tired of that. I mean, we're fed up of people trying to tear us apart at a time when we should really be putting our country back to work and pulling our country back together. So we really have little patience for those who don't want to work together and don't want to focus on the commonalities that we have as people living in this country, as Americans.
And Denise, who's speaking at this rally? Give us a preview of some of the major speakers that people who attend will be hearing.
Well, I can't tell you any specifics right now. We have an exciting program, which will feature many of the people that are representative of the heritage and the backgrounds and the faiths and the beliefs that everybody in this country represents. So it'll be a four-hour program that starts at noon and runs through 4 p.m. There'll be entertainment. There'll be civic and civil rights and workers' rights and immigration rights people. But I can't release actual names right now. I'm hoping I'll be able to do so very, very shortly.
But I guess it goes without saying there's going to be prominent organizers from the labor movement and the civil rights movement and probably others who are allied with those movements across the country.
Yes, I think each of the sort of thematic areas that are represented in the One Nation Working Together Coalition will have someone that will speak to their issues.
And, you know, I imagine it must have been pretty difficult. You got 500 groups working together on a platform for this massive march and rally. It must have been tough to put together specifics in what the march represents so that everybody would be satisfied. Am I right?
Well, you know, it's interesting that, of course, when you have to have 500 organizations come together, that takes some negotiating. But I think because people are so sort of at this point where enough is enough, that it wasn't as difficult as you know, perhaps some of us might have imagined to get people to come to the table. I think it'll be a real testament to our commitment to see how we're able to continue to mobilize people beyond the first of the year after the elections are held. But it really hasn't been as difficult as you might imagine.
I've heard some criticism, you know, saying that because there were so many groups involved and it was difficult to craft the message, that, you know, the specifics, there was a shortage on specifics, which means that maybe the message coming out of the march won't be as crisp and clear as it might otherwise have been. How do you respond to that?
Well, certainly when you have 500 organizations with perhaps 500 different agendas, there's always going to have to be compromise. And so, yes, I think that those organizations that particularly are pushing a particular issue may have had to have that issue reframed in some ways. But I still say that the three primary rallying cries of jobs, justice, and public quality, public education really touch home for everybody, and we can all find something that we can support in those three themes.
How would you want President Obama in the White House, just down the street of where this rally is going to take place? How do you want him to respond to the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people who will be there?
Well, we want anybody that is supportive of these issues to really know, I think, first and foremost, that we're ready to roll up our sleeves and help. This is not a pointing fingers and saying that anyone has let us down or done anything wrong, but rather, you know what, we've had enough of lack of attention on things that are really important to America, to the people in this country, and we're ready to roll up our sleeves and help make it happen as well. So So I think the number one message would be is that there's this a huge mass of people that are ready to help move this country forward. I think the second message we'd want people in Washington and in state capitals and you know town halls as well to know is that we're going to be voting for candidates that can address the issues that are important to us, and we're going to be watching and we're going to be holding you accountable for what you do and how you're, the actions you're taking, particularly around the issue of creating new jobs so that this economy can really rebound.
We're speaking tonight with Denise Gray Felder, Communications Director with the One Nation Working Together March on Washington, D.C. That's going to be happening this Saturday, October 2nd, organized by a coalition of progressive organizations nationwide, led by unions and civil rights groups. And it's going to be right there on the Lincoln Memorial in the very heart of Washington, D.C., in the National Mall there. And Denise, I've heard some progressive activists pine that a big mobilization like this should have happened earlier on in the Obama administration, given all the right-wing conservative activism and populism that's been activated by the economic crisis, that if only progressive groups had been out in the streets, the whole frame of the debate in this country might have been different. And it's, you know, it's hard to change history here. But if you had to do it all over again, you think you would be an advocate for mobilizing people a lot sooner under the Obama White House?
Well, I think that, you know, my personal opinion would be is I would have mobilized under the George Bush administration. But, you know, we're together now. I think that's what matters, and we're going to stay together and continue to try to work together on moving the country forward. So in some ways, it's, yeah, maybe we should have done things earlier, but I think, you know, there's room to do things much, much earlier. It's not just during the Obama administration.
Well, that's true. There should be mobilization all the time. There's so many things that we can work together to fix. You're absolutely right about that. And what about media coverage? Certainly, I have been witness to much of the fawning coverage of the Tea Party folks out there in small and large protests, given lots of coverage, more coverage than you know, anti-war demonstrators or people who are demonstrating against the excesses of Wall Street in the midst of this economic crisis, people who work with unions. They don't seem to get as much coverage as the Tea Party guys. As someone who's working with the press for this march, what's been the response of the national media?
The national media has been very supportive, and you know, we certainly, the closer we get to Saturday, the more national media coverage we will, I'm sure we will see. I think that one of the things that I would point out is that we do tend to be a country that sort of gravitates toward extremes, aren't we? And one of the things that I'm most pleased about the One Nation Working Together movement is that this is representing people that are squarely in the middle. I mean, that we're not a group of people that are operating on the extremes. I mean, we go to work every day, we try to take care of our families, and we want to make our lives better for our children than perhaps ours were. It really is, in the truest sense of the word, the fundamental, it's a demonstration of the fundamental rights that every person in this country has to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And so it's not a movement that's on the extremes, and maybe that's part of what's happening with the media coverage. Maybe that's why some other groups get more attention, because they are positioning themselves as being extremes.
Well, that might be. I guess people love a train wreck.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I never rushed to train wrecks. Did you?
No. But, you know, you get all the rubbernecking when people have an accident. That's hard to avoid. But Denise Gray Felder, I just wanted to ask you about one kind of interesting facet here. You've got, in response, I think in direct response to the Glenn Beck rally and all the attention it got, the comedy channels Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert are having their own rallies on the Washington Mall on October 30th. You know, a mock competing rallies of somehow a call for sanity and keep fear alive. You know, it's really mocking Mr. Beck. But I've heard that John Stewart may actually put an appearance at your rally. I don't know if you can say anything about that, but.
Well, I have not heard that. I don't know that to be certain. But if he is going to come and if he'd like to come, we would sure welcome him. We think that there's lots of room for lots of people, and John Stewart would be terrific. It would be great to have him on the mall with us. We also like to say that, this One Nation Working Together march is so important that we're bookended by John Stewart and Stephen Colbert on one end and Glenn Beck on the other.
Well, how many people do you think will show up? It's always a little game the press plays, and you know, one estimate versus the other estimate, and it's not something we want to get too far into. But you have any sense of numbers of buses and how passionately people are organizing out there to come to Washington?
Well, people are organizing very passionately, and you know, I have reason to talk to people all over the country about what they're up to, and there are a couple things that I know is fact, that there will be people from all 50 states, so that actually blows my mind that includes Alaska and Hawaii, and that there will be significant numbers of people. I don't want to be in the business of projecting, but I would certainly say that it's going to be a sizable rally on the mall.
All right. Well, Denise, I want to thank you so much for being here. But before you go, you got to tell our listeners how they can get involved. It's, 5 days till this rally this Saturday. And we've got people here in the Connecticut area and Long Island, New York, and Rhode Island listening to us. I know you have a map on your website. But give us a little information about the kind of help that you can give people to get down to Washington if they don't have a ride, or how else to hook up with people in their neighborhoods and in their towns.
Great, thank you. Yes, if your listeners go to our website, which is www.onenationworkingtogether.org, that's all spelled out, they'll find all kinds of information, such as how to get to share a ride. There are people that are offering carpooling. There are buses that are leaving from towns in Connecticut that your listeners could join up with. There are people taking Amtrak down. I live in New Jersey, and if they wanted to come across the river, they could all, you know, get maybe hook up with people in New York or New Jersey. They also can, if people are not able to come to the mall in Washington on Saturday, you can host local events in support of the One Nation Working Together. There are things ranging from house parties to job fairs or demonstrations at housing projects. Anything you come up with that you feel can support the three themes of jobs, justice, and quality public education. So, we'd love to see people in the mall, but we also recognize that some people can't get there. If they'd like to get there and they can't find the information on their website, they can call a phone number and get further information. And that phone number is 202-263-4569. You can also text the name ONE, WNE, to 62227, or tweet us at #DC10210. So DC10210.
Okay, and you've got all the bases covered there, I guess. I'll just give the phone number out and the website one more time. It's, you said, area code 202-263-4569.
That's correct.
202-263-4569. And the website where you can get a lot of transportation information is One Nation Working Together, all one word, .org.
That's correct.
All right. Well, Denise, good luck. I know you're going to have your hands full over the next few days, and especially on Saturday. So best of luck with making a big success out of the October 2nd rally in D.C. Thanks.
Thanks so much. I hope to see you.
Thank you, Denise.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Denise Grayfelder, Communications Director with One Nation Working Together March on Washington this Saturday, October 2nd. OneNationWorkingTogether.org is the website.